this is the Sikha of Parsha Shoftim. Actually, this is 10 years now from this Sikha, the historic Sikha. The Rebbe spoke about that the Besuras HaGula is a Nebuah, is a prophecy. It was a, you can call it controversial. A lot of issues came up about prophecy. Just recently, a very beautiful thing was done. It was given out this in this format, which first of all is translated to Hebrew from Yiddish, which makes it easy for a lot of people. And then all the footnotes, they printed up what is written in every footnote. So if somebody really wants to go through this in depth, there's nothing better than this. Okay, so we'll start with Aleph, the beginning of the Sikh. We're not going to do the whole Sikh from beginning to end. It's a very complicated Sikh, but we'll do the parts as we need to study in order to understand the main thrust of the Sikh. Aleph. V'shaychus imatzivuy v'parshaseinu shayftim v'shaytrim tita l'cho b'cho sharecha. In this parsha, it starts off by saying shayftim v'shaytrim, judges, and shaytrim means policemen, you should put in all your cities. Yesh na hayiyut shal navi ha-ge'ula. In these words, it alludes to also the promise of the Navi HaGeula, the Navi who prophesies about Geula, which is Yeshayahu HaNavi, where he says, one of the prophecies about Mashiach is, Vashiva Sheftayach Kevarishayna, V'yatzayach Kevatchila. I will return to you, your judges, as it was before, and I will return to you, your advisors, as it was before. In other words, we used to have judges, and we used to have advisors, and when Mashiach comes, Hashem tells us, we'll have them back. In fact, we say this every day, during the weekdays, we say three times a day in Davening with Shemin Esra, where it says, Hashiva Sheftenu Kivarishayna, V'yatzeinu Kivatchila, which means return to us our judges as it was in the beginning, and our advisors also as it was before. So the words of the Parsha and the words of the Navi are similar. And soon the Rebbe will go into the difference. There is a difference. Api Amadubra Kamapamim, based on that which was spoken about a number of times, Bifrat La'achreina, and specifically recently, Oides Achrozas, Veidoas, Kvegidushas, Meiri, Vechomi, Adven, Sidereinu, about the announcement of the Friedrich Rebbe, La'alter L'tshuva, V'meila La'alter L'gula. The Friedrich Rebbe came out with a declaration and with this announcement, and it was a phrase known as La'alter L'tshuva, La'alter L'gula, which means if you do tshuva immediately or imminently, then the gula will come imminently. So the Friedrich Rebbe said, Shekvar simui es hakol, everything has been finished. Gam tzichtzuch hakaftorim, also the polishing of the buttons. As we know, this was a, metaphorically speaking, it's like a person who has all his garments, a soldier has his entire uniform, and every detail is there, even the buttons are there, but they just need to be polished. Metaphorically speaking, that's just a little bit that we need to do to receive Mashiach. So everything was finished. Even the polishing of the buttons has also been finished. All we need to do now is imdu hachen kulchem, to stand ready to receive Mashiach. The gamzek v'asim, even this has really been done. The kabo pnei Mashiach said, "Kenu take yad mamish," to be ready to receive Mashiach. So move on. So it's understood, being that all this has been accomplished, sha'ezim kvar atob isman shel kima yud. If that's the case, then we're really holding by the time that this promise, this prophecy is being fulfilled, which is Vashiva Sheftayach Kvarishani Yitzayach Kvatchil. We mentioned this a number of times, that everyone is aware of how the Rebbe spoke about the times we're living in, and how Mashiach is coming, and we see the signs in the world. But there's one little detail that has to be emphasize, And that is that everything that Rebbe tells us and all the signs that Rebbe points to, this is not just telling us that there are signs that Mashiach is coming, but the Rebbe emphasizes that we actually are already experiencing the Geula unfolding. It's actually happening. Things are happening, which is the beginning of the process. So the Rebbe says this in reference to a number of things. I think the most famous that everybody is aware of is when the Rebbe spoke about the sword being turned into plowshare. That's one of the prophecies. The Rebbe says when we look at what's happening in the world, that the nations of the world got together to reduce arms and all that, it's the beginning of the prophecy unfolding. Not a simon, a sign what's going to happen. This is, it's happening. And that's the main thrust of this sikh as well. One of the prophecies are, Vashiva Shartayaki Varishayim. So the Rebbe is saying this prophecy is now in the process of being fulfilled. Where do we see it? It says V'yatzayich kibatchila. Again, let's look at the pasuk. V'shiva shevtayich kibarishoyna. I will return your judges karishoyna as it was in the beginning. V'yatzayich kibatchila. The word tchila doesn't only mean as it was in the beginning, as it was before. Tchila also means something which actually begins, began. We say it as a kibatchila. Kvar yeshla ahaschala bazeh kidlakama. This prophecy and this inyan has already begun. In other words, let me just say one word so it won't be abstract. The Rebbe will later explain that the word yo atzayim, which literally means advisors, actually means prophets, neviim. And the Rebbe is saying that prophecy has already begun to be revealed in our times now. And in this sikha, the Rebbe will say, and what is the prophecy? The prophecy is this very thing that Mashiach is coming. The humans have a hegdim. So first the Rebbe says, let's first explain a few things about this prophecy. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. Four questions. Aleph. The tzivu, the parsha saying, when our parsha says, "Sheftim v'shoiter and titan l'cha," you should appoint judges and policemen. But in the lashon of this prophecy, it says, "V'shiva sheftayich," I will return to you your judges. And it says nothing about policemen. Naisav halashon v'inya v'yatzayich. And instead of that, a new word is put in, and I will return to you your advisors. And in our pasuk, it doesn't say advisors; it just says judges and policemen. What are the two things? Judges and advisors. What is the difference between them? Gimel. Madua nema sheftayech kabarishayna. In Hebrew, if you want to say as it was, you can say kabarishayna or kabatchila. So why is it that in the pasuk, the first half of the pasuk, when he uses the term judges, he says kabarishayna as it was. The second half of the pasuk, when he talks about advisors, he says kibatchila. The fourth question is, how come sheftayich and yetzayich is beloshen noichach? It's written in a way which is speaking to you. In other words, not third person, but direct. And in our parsha, when it says sheftim v'sheitrim, it's not like it says here, sheftayich, your judges, but it's speaking in terms which are general and distant. Sheftim, judges, and policemen. So obviously all these four points, it's because there's a difference between the judges and what we need now and what will be when Mashiach comes. What is the difference? V'yishleimer abirvaz, and the answer is. Achilik ben sheftim v'sheftim, who Rashi says, what is the difference between a judge and a policeman? Sheftim, Rashi says, dayonim ha'peiskim asadin, these are the judges, that they give the ruling, they give the verdict, that the halacha is such and such. Reuben has to pay, Shimon is exempt from paying, this has to happen, this can't happen, and so on. The Shaitrim, what does Shaitrim mean? These are policemen. What is a policeman? These are the people that they make sure that the people follow the orders. Shemakin, the Kevsim, the Makal, the Tzua. They actually force people sometimes with a stick or with a whip. They force them, Achi, Kabbalah, as Dina Shaitrim, until. In other words, there are people who refuse to accept the judgment of the judge, and they refuse to follow the ruling of the Bezdin, so they're being forced by these policemen that they must accept it. Zoysim Meres, that means Shashoitim Inyanum Lichpois Lachriach Hasashay Am Shekabas Dinam Mishpat. That the function of these policemen is to force people that don't want to listen to the ruling of the Beis Din. Apizem Uvan. And now it's understood why, when it talks about Mashiach, it's not mentioned. Kivin Shalasud Lavai, when Mashiach will come, Mizbatle Mitzias Hara, by Yetzahara, there will be no evil in the world. There will be no Yetzahara in the world. V'lo Yiyet Tzerech B'Shoitim, you won't need policemen. Shiachrichu is Anshei Ha'am L'Yishama L'Hayres HaShevtim. Hayres HaShevtim. You won't need people to be forced to listen to what the judge says. Because once people will hear that the judge, the Shevet, is giving over the words of Hashem, and this is the Halacha, Kol Anoshim Yekaimu Me'atzmas Hayres, and their own initiative, they'll be willing and more than ready to fulfill the verdict and the ruling of the Beis Din. So all they'll need in those days is shayftim, just judges. Sheya yifseku dinim, v'yilmedu teira, v'yoru seirois ha-teira v'amitzil v'nei Yisrael. And they should tell the Yidden what to do. So this is the first point, that the difference between shayftim and shayftim is that shayftim is something which we need then as we need it now. Shayftim we only need now, we won't need it then. Next part of the Sikha, the Rebbe goes into... Okay, so the next part of the Sikha, the Rebbe goes into explaining, okay, now we know what Shaitan is and we don't need it now. What is the inyan of Yoyatzin, advisors? So again, there's a lengthy inyan in the Sikha, but after the Rebbe explains, after everything, that Yoyatzin, which means advisors, also alludes to prophets. The Rebbe explains the reason for this is because a Shaitan is someone who just gives the Torah ruling, this is the Halacha, and this is what you have to follow, and this you have to just adjust yourself to it. But a Navi is somebody that speaks more about what's going to happen in the world, and he tells you what the future holds, even though he's also giving over the words of Hashem, but it's more in a way of letting you know that there's going to be a war, there's not going to be a war, this is going to happen in the future. He's telling you the events of the world, while the Shaitan is just telling you what you have to do or what you're not allowed to do. And the Navi also tells you what's going to happen, which helps you understand why you should do this or do that. So that's why the word Yoyatzin hints to the inyan of prophets. Then the Rebbe goes in to explain that this is already being fulfilled now, that we're already now experiencing Yoyatzin prophets. So let's go into the page 18. Well, the Rebbe is going to explain this whole inyan. Now we're going to go into the whole inyan, whether or not it can be prophecy today. So let's see. 18. Here's where the Rebbe begins this part. Kivan sharambam may be zoiz b'sefer halachas halachas. Being that the Rambam brings the halachas of the rule of prophecy in his sefer. We know the Rambam wrote many svarim. Rambam wrote a sefer which is commentary on Mishnayos. It's called Pirush HaMishnayos LaRambam. Rambam wrote a sefer which is philosophy, which is called Meirin Nebuchim. And the Rambam wrote a sefer which is halacha, and that's the Mishnah Torah. So where did he write about Nebuah in his sefer, which he clearly states this is only a book of halacha? Ubagdom, the Rambam prefaces the halachas by saying, Misoidei Hadas, that one of the foundations of our faith is to know that Hashem gives someone prophecy all the time. Moving so from this it's understood, Shazui Halacha Negas Lebnei Yisrael B'chol HaDeiros. That this is a halacha that's relevant to all the Yidden in all generations. Agam Shomru Chazal, although our Chachamim say, Mishameisu Neviim Achreinim, that once the later Neviim, the later prophets, passed away, who are they? Chagi, Zechari, Malachi, Nistalka, Ruach HaKodesh Yisrael. At that point, the Ruach HaKodesh left the Jewish people. So therefore, how can we say that this law of prophecy is relevant now? There's no prophecy now because it all stopped. Once Chagi, Zechari, Malachi passed away, when did they pass away? This is in the time after the Churban Bayis Rishon and before the Bayis Sheni. Dubar Pam, the Rebbe has said, I've already spoken about this once before. Hapirish Bazeh, the meaning of these words are Loishin is Batal Lagamru. Not that prophecy was totally discontinued. Ela Nistalka, the words are Nistalka. It doesn't say Batla or Paska. In Hebrew, if it would say Batla or Paska, then it would mean discontinued or totally eliminated. If it says Nistalka, then it means something else. What does Nistalka mean? Nistalka means it's not as common as it used to be. And it's obvious from this Shagam La'achizeh Matzonu Hashras Ruchakavish and Zakamu Vakam. We find by many people, even after the second base of English in recent times, many people that they had Ruchakavish, they had prophecy. Ukulubam Gamizeh Shebesifre Halachis. The Rambam writes a book of Halachis and he writes the laws of Nevuah. Amongst all the conditions, the Negel and Nebuah regarding prophecy, Ein HaRambam may be Shum Tnoyim V'Negel Zman HaNebuah. The Rambam brings no conditions regarding the time of prophecy. But before we go to page 19, let's go back to 18 for one moment. On the bottom it says, Ha'ara 78. The Rebbe makes reference to the Reb Chaim Vital, Shar HaGdusha. These are the words of Reb Chaim Vital. Banhogas Ruach HaKodesh Bizmanenu Zeh, regarding Ruach HaKodesh in our times, Al Yishayish Adam, people should not give up that they can't have this experience. Kini Bepasuk Dvoira Isha Neviyah, on the Pasuk, where it says that Dvoira was a prophetess. Tana Dvei Elio, it says that the Yeshiva of Elio taught the following. Meidani Olai Shamayim Varetz. Heaven and earth will testify for me that what I'm saying now is true. That Ve'ish Ve'isha, a man or a woman, Ve'in Goy Ve'in Yisrael, Ve'in Eved Ve'in Shivcha. Yes, other nations are Jewish people, a slave or a maid. Haka L'Fimaisa, it all depends only on your actions. If your actions are appropriate, then Ruach HaKodesh Shoyd Olam. Then a spirit of prophecy will dwell on you. Then he concludes by saying, with our own ears we've heard, with our own eyes we've seen Yechidus Gula, exceptional people, his Sigul Madregas Ruach HaKodesh Bizmanenu, that in our times, he's writing, Reb Chaim Vital lived 400 years ago, we ourselves have seen people at Ruach HaKodesh. Vahoyu Magidim Asidus, and they would tell us the future. So here we see clearly that there is such a thing today as well. The Yisayim is there. So by the way, by the Rambam, it's important to know that Rambam is a sefer that is used by everyone when it comes to learning Gemara, everything else. People make reference to Rambam to look up how he understands different things in the Gemara. And there are a lot of, at least a number of books that were written, they're called Kloli HaRambam, which means rules how to understand Rambam. And there's certain accepted rules by everyone how we understand Rambam. And this is one of them, when the Rambam talks about a certain halacha. And then he gives a list of conditions when this halacha applies. And if there's a certain condition that's not mentioned there, it means by definition that he does not hold by that condition. In other words, the Rambam says to be a Navi, you have to be on this level, you have to be the Simcha, you can only do it in such a way, you can have to be asleep, all the different conditions that he gives. Then he doesn't give a condition that it can only be in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. That means that he's saying that it could be at all times. Even though he doesn't say the word that it could be at all times, the mere fact that he gives a list of conditions and doesn't list this, that's the way it would be. Anyone who argues this, it's only because they don't study Rambam and they don't know what the approach is to Rambam. But if you would know that, you would see that this is a rule applied to everything in the Rambam. It's like people will learn Gemara or Mishnah and draw their own conclusions without knowing how you're supposed to study Gemara and Mishnah. The Yisayim is there. There's something even more explicit than this, where just a few little quotes. On the bottom of page 19, we have the footnotes there. You would like to take a look where it says Horayvit. the Masha Kasa, the Raibit wrote, the Raibit is also one of the early commentaries. He lived a little bit after the Rambam, and he writes, Ruach HaKodesh Ayfiyah Bebeis Mother Shema, which means in our shul, in his shul, Ruach HaKodesh appeared there. In other words, we experience prophecy. And he based on that, gives a certain ruling whether something is right or wrong. Another thing, Rabbi Eliyahu Melundrish, another person by the name of Eliyahu Melundrish, Mibali HaTosfos, he was from the Yeshiva of Tosfos. These were the great tzaddikim of France that they wrote the Tosfos. They lived about 700 years ago. He writes the following, Nishalti b'chalaymi, this question I asked in my dream, V'an b'chalaymi, I got an answer in my dream, V'ikotz, I woke up in Shinosi, from my sleep, V'hinei chalaym nevuah, this dream was a prophecy, and now I was giving over what the prophecy was. So again, we see people clearly stating that they had prophecy, even after, years after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. There's another sefer called Birkas Avram, and he writes like this, Hoyo dvar Hashem elai b'magzeh, the words of Hashem came to me in a vision, and the words were that Shuvasi Amiti, that what I answered on this and this is true. Again, he says clearly that he had a spiritual vision, sefer Sifsi Kaina LaTeira, says of the Shach, another commentary on Chumash. This is even a later commentary. He lived 300 years ago. And he writes, B'Soyin Hashem Nigla Elai B'Chalayim Atzorayim. He had a dream during the day, and the secrets of Hashem were revealed to me. B'Chalayim B'Chizyoyin Eslayil Nigla Li M'Soyin Hashem. So he's saying clearly that the secrets are revealed to me in a dream, which is basically Ruach HaKodesh. Generally speaking, this is one of the things the Rambam writes, that generally speaking, prophecy does not come to a person while they was awake. This is the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and all other prophets, even the prophets in those days. He was the only one that was able to receive prophecy when he was fully awake. Okay, in fact, in the bottom it says, footnote all the way in the bottom of the page, it says there was a person by the name of Ezra HaNovi, and his name is found in the Gemara, and he's one of the Bali Tosfos. In other words, in the Gemara on the side, the commentary of Tosfos brings a commentary. One of the Rabbanim who wrote, his name was Rabbi Ezra HaNovi. And this is really, it's very interesting. Unfortunately, like many other things, it's shocking how little knowledge people have in this subject, that people take things for granted. But there are people who argue that there can be no prophecy today. It's unacceptable. And these are people who study Gemara, and yet in the Gemara and on the Tosfos, there's the name of someone who was quoted more than once, and his name is Rav Ezra HaNavi, Rav Ezra the Prophet, without any question. So actually, I skipped it, but there's on the bottom there's a footnote where it says that Ruach HaKodesh is not the same level, perhaps, as it was by the Nevi'im in those days, but it's a level in prophecy. In other words, there's another place, when the Rambam describes prophecy, he says an interesting thing. He says, how many levels are there in prophecy? Rambam says, as many levels as there are in intelligence, that's how many levels there are in prophecy. How many levels are there in intelligence? Infinite. And again, people who don't study Chassidus might find it very hard. What do you mean levels in prophecy? Either you see the future or you don't see the future. Either you know what's going on, you don't know what's going on. But first of all, we have an example from this in Chumash. Rashi says in Chumash that Korach was a prophet, and he argued against Moshe. And in fact, what encouraged him to argue against Moshe was because he was a prophet, and he saw in the future that his descendants will be singing Shir HaMalos in the Beis HaMikdash. And we have those words, Mizmor Levnei Korach, that Korach's descendants are singing. But the truth is, because he went down and his children did tshuva. So he saw something, but he didn't see it clearly. Rashi says, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see more clearly than he. But when you learn Chassidus, it's very simple. Not the prophecy is simple, it's simple to understand the different levels. When we learn Chassidus, we realize that there are four spiritual worlds, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. And we realize that in each world, there are different levels, because there are 10 spheres. And the truth is, not just 10 levels. On each level of Sphira, there are 10 included in the 10, and 10 in the 10. And we know there are actually infinite levels of spiritual realms, and spiritual layers, and spiritual heights. So when we say that someone is a prophet, which means they could see what's going on in the spiritual world, the question is, which world? Atzilus, Bria, Yetzirah, or Asiyah? And in each world, which level? Chochma, Bina, Das, Chesed, there's so many levels of spirituality, and that will make the difference of how, what kind of prophecy the person has. So therefore, even though there are infinite levels, but in general there are two levels. One is called Ruach HaKodesh, one is prophecy, but they're both aspects of prophecy. I mean, Ruach HaKodesh is also an aspect of prophecy. That's why this is halacha for all future generations, not only for those days, also Bezman HaGolus. Shemiseide Hadas Leida. It's one of the foundations of our Amunah to know. Shakel Menaves Bnei Adam, that Hashem gives prophecy to people. Shetamid B'chol Adere Shayech Ha'inyan Degila Nevuah Lamata. Ad L'Darge Nevuah Shime'ein Nevuah Smoshe. There's another chiddush that the Rebbe is saying. The mere fact that the Rebbe tells us that there could be Nevuah in our times. By the way, this is one of the big controversies always between Chassidim and Mesnagdim. That Mesnagdim would always make fun of the stories of a Rebbe comes along and says he knew what's going on in Shamayim, he knows the future. They would make fun of it. Why would they make fun of it? They don't believe in such a thing. Because they believe that this was only then, not now. But all Chassidim always knew that Baal Shem Tov, the Maggid, each tzaddik gave over to the Chassidim things about the future. They told them what's going on in Shamayim. But nevertheless, most people, if you were to ask them, is there prophecy today? They might answer, no. But this was Ruach HaKodesh, not prophecy. So first of all, the Rebbe is letting us know two things. Number one, that the Ruach HaKodesh itself is a level of prophecy. It's not something totally different. And second of all, even prophecy, the way it was, also exists by certain exceptional people in the generation. It's only not common today. In those days, there could have been a few hundred prophets in a generation or a few thousand in a generation. And today, there's one opinion that says that there are 600,000 prophets. One opinion says 1,200,000 prophets. So in each, even though we only know a very limited number of Nevi'im, but in reality there were many more. So number one, Ruach HaKodesh is prophecy, it's just a different level of prophecy. Number two, even the prophecy as it was then still exists today. That's one chiddush in the Sikha. The second chiddush in the Sikha, the Rebbe is saying there can even be prophets that have a me'ein, something similar to the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. As we know, Moshe Rabbeinu is exceptional even among prophets. His prophecy is different than all other prophets. So the Rebbe says here that in every generation there's someone that could have even that level of prophecy. At least me'ein, similar to it. Why? It says in the Pasuk, Navi, Akim, Lahem, Mikere, Bacheyem, Kamoich. The Eibishter says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I will establish a Navi for them, for the Yidden, and this Navi will be Kamoicha, like you. So I guess, generally speaking, you might say, like you means like a Navi, but not necessarily like your level. The Rabbi answers, Shleimus Inyan HaNavuah. We're talking about the complete level of Navuah. Let's just go to page 2. Kimbur Barambam Barucha. In other words, what we're saying is that Moshe Rabbeinu, his Navuah was totally different than everybody else, and a higher level than everybody else. And we can also look at the bottom of page 19. What is the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and other Nevi'im? Let's look at the bottom of 19, where the Rebbe quotes from the Rambam. Umah Hefresh, what is the difference, the Rambam says, between Nevuas Moshe l'shar kol ha-Nevi'im, between Nevuah of Moshe and all other prophets? Shekol ha-Nevi'im, all other prophets, they saw prophecy b'chaloim, or b'mara, either in a dream, or again in a vision. Moshe Rabbeinu misnavei v'or v'omer. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he received the prophecy, he was fully awake and he was standing. Kol ha-Nevi'im ayidei malach. Other prophets receive it through a malach. Lefikach royim mashem royim b'moshel v'chida. So when they saw things, other Nevi'im, they didn't really get such a clear message. The Rambam writes that they got the message in the form of a puzzle, a parable, a metaphor, and they also received a message from Hashem how to interpret what they saw. But Moshe Rabbeinu, when he got a prophecy, lo yaldei malach, klei mashein shom mashal, he didn't get things through a mashal. El roya hadover alburia b'lechido b'lemashal, he saw things clearly and very clear, like one person speaks to another. Kol HaNavim, all the other Navim, Yireim v'Nivholim, they were so overwhelmed by the prophecy that they were like almost like the body went into shock from it. Moshe Rabbeinu Eino came. And the Rambam describes how a Navi gets prophecy, the description like a person who has a seizure, Chas V'Shalom, falls on the floor, his body is shaking. In other words, the body is overwhelmed and goes into shock because something very overwhelming and something traumatic is happening. But Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't that way. Einei Adam Nivel, Moshe Rabbeinu was not overwhelmed, he wouldn't go into shock. Einei Adam Nivel, the Shmei Dibri Chaveri, when a friend talks to him, you just listen. Kach HaYekoyach B'daitel Shemoshe Rabbeinu L'Hovin Dibrei Nevuah. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu was able to receive a prophecy. Lo'emed Al Omdo Shol, he was able to stand just the way he was, regular. And that's another difference. Now Rambam says another difference. Kol HaNavim, all the other prophets, Emes Navim B'Cholei Shayirtzu. They couldn't receive a Nevuah whenever they wanted to. They could prepare themselves, but sometimes they got it, sometimes not. Moshe Rabbeinu Eino came. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't that way. And the calls, man, she yachbeitz, whenever he wanted to, Ruach HaKodesh Lev Shosei, the Ruach HaKodesh would dwell on him, and the Nevuah would dwell on him. Beinitzorch L'chavim Daitel Lez Damolah. He didn't have to do anything special, like detach himself from other things to be able to receive. He was always mechuban umezuman va'emet kamalachi asharas, just like an angel. Doesn't have to do anything to receive any vision of godliness because the angel is there already. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu is there. And the Rebbe is concluding that all this, in every generation, there's someone who is similar to Moshe Rabbeinu, even amongst those that are privileged to have Nevuah. And one more thing, there is a pasuk where it says, "Ulekam oid navi b'Yisrael kamoshe." That's the next footnote, where it says in the pasuk, there will never again be a Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Rebbe says, "I'm a farish, take it from Yad." The pasuk itself explains it, that it's in reference to one aspect, Asher Yodei Havaya Panim El Panim, that he's able to speak with Hashem face to face. This particular aspect is only by Moshe Rabbeinu. But in other aspects of prophecy, there are Nevi'im who are actually Navi Mekirvacha Miachicha Kameini Yakim Lach. Moshe Rabbeinu repeated Hashem's words that he's going to be a Navi. Just one moment. Let me just. There's a famous sikh where the Rebbe once spoke about how it's written on the Rambam's tombstone, Mimoshe Ad Moshe Lekom Kamoshe, implying that the Rambam is like Moshe Rabbeinu. And no one has any problems with it. It's written on his tombstone. So the Rebbe explains, because we're talking about the Rambam as a teacher of Torah, and the Chumash is talking about Moshe as a prophet. Here the Rebbe goes a step further. Even in terms of prophecy, there's one aspect of prophecy that only Moshe has. But all the other aspects of prophecy, there could be a prophet that equals the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, so the Lashon in the Rebbe's Sikh is the whole time is Me'ein Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, Kamoini means he'll be like me in other aspects of my Nevuah. Like here, the Rambam we just learned gave about 5 points which distinguish Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah from all other Nevi'im. Let's say the idea that he's awake, he doesn't have to go to sleep. The idea that it says that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to make any special achanis, it was natural. All these things could be by this Navi, even though in this Inyan he's not like Moshe Rabbeinu. The idea that the body goes into shock. It's interesting that the Rambam writes that Mashiach is going to be a Navi, and the Rambam writes he's going to be a Navi almost like the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Rebbe brings, I think, a Medrash that says that it'll be even greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, right. But the Rambam writes, even the Rambam in Halacha, writes that as far as Chochmah, wisdom, he'll be greater than Shlomo HaMelech. As far as Nevuah, he'll be almost like Moshe Rabbeinu. Bapizei Yeshlomo, Hatam, the reason why the Rambam elaborates so much when it gets in Nevuah's Moshe L'chayra, how come the Rambam goes into so much detail describing Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah? Mai Deheva Heva. There's a rule in Gemara which is called Mai Deheva Heva. What does that mean? Whatever was. There's no point in going into it because it's irrelevant now. It's something of the past. Being that the never again will be a Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu, then why is it relevant to go into describing in so much detail how Moshe Rabbeinu received the prophecy? And if the reason is because it's Negeya, we have to Mashiach comes, then we'll see Moshe Rabbeinu ourselves, and we'll see, you know, I mean, have to write it now. So the answer is, even before Moshe Rabbeinu returns, it's necessary to know that Hashem gives nevuah to every person, and He gives the kind of nevuah, even the kind that was like by Moshe. V'chol der shayich navi akim lem kamecha, like the Rambam writes, kol navi shiyamid achra Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't believe him in him just because he performed a miraculous event, but the Pnei HaMitzvah. The reason why we believe in a prophet is not because he did something supernatural. That's not the convincing factor. The convincing factor is because Moshe writes in this Torah that we should believe in him. That in other words, every Nabi that comes in the future is a continuation of Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, the Rebbe concludes, every Nabi is a Hemshech of Nevuas Moshe, but there are levels. And in our generation, who is that Navi? It's Nasi Dareinu, Kvei Kedushas, Meir V'chomi Adna. It's the Rebbe says, in our generation, it's the Rebbe, my father.